AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means the Greenwich Association of Realtors Greenwich Real Estate Reports, joined by Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2020 GAR President John McAtee. And good morning to both of you. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Doing very well, Tony.
All right, and the numbers look good, Stacy, do they not?
They are quite remarkable right now. I'll just jump right into it. We had 108 single-family residential closings in the month of August. That is the highest we've ever seen in August, probably, well, at least since 2013, probably even in, you know, any recent history. The most for any month, quite honestly. So that is quite a big number. That's compared to also 66 closings for the month of August last year in 2019, which was also kind of a higher than usual number for August. So really interesting stuff happening this year. If 2020 has taught us anything, it's that we can't predict anything. So moving on to the median sale price for single-family homes is just over $2.2 million right now. That's compared to just over $1.7 million in August 2019. The average days on market has decreased pretty significantly to 181 days from 258 days this time last year. We are in a situation where we've got very low inventory for our area compared to what we usually have. That's obviously due to the increased demand. So homes that are coming on the market are moving much faster than we've seen in recent years. In terms of condos and co-ops, we saw 26 condo and co-op residential closings during the month of August. That's compared to 7 in August 2019, so quite an increase there. The median sale price decreased to $738,000 that's actually down from August 2019, where it was $1 million. It's not unusual to see the fluctuation in these numbers for condos and co-ops, given that we have such a small sample size to look at, but the average days on market was 185 compared to the previous year, which was 182, so really staying on trend there. And pending numbers are still showing strong right now. We've got 102 pending for single family and 23 for condo co-op currently.
All right. Well,
John can add some extra flavor to that.
Like I said, the market is booming. It's obviously a seller's market, John, and doesn't look like there's any time soon it's gonna end. So these stories you hear of people buying things almost sight unseen and just saying, hey, let me grab a home, I mean, this is turning out to be true. What's going on?
Well, they are record numbers for sure. I'm not sure too many consumers are actually purchasing property completely sight unseen. They are educated, they are really getting under the hood and looking at where value is, and that all starts with the community as a whole. So I think it's Greenwich that has been really the sales point versus some of our peer communities. But as Stacy was alluding to, August was nothing but a record year with the 108 single-family transactions. But if you break it down into areas, Greenwich proper had 66 transactions, which, again, was the highest August for the last 8 years. It was the highest single month of transactions. But to put that into context, the next best month of the last 8 years was in June 15 of 45 transactions. So it's really surpassing some of these high watermarks, at least in the last couple of months. And that puts us year to date at 460 single family transactions versus 364 this time last year. That's up 26%. And if we continue at this rate, we should get over that 600 single-family unit mark, which has eluded us for the last 5 years. And A relatively recent high watermark going back to 2013 was 620, and we are certainly on target to surpass that. Dollar volume is really an absolutely extraordinary story. In August, there was $303 million of transactions. It is the one and only month where there is an excess of $300 million. And again, to put that into some relative context, there have only been 5 months going back to 2013, where there have been over $200 million of transactions, three of those being the last three consecutive months, June, July, August, for an aggregate of over $770 million. Days on market, as Stacey had alluded, is down. I think what that indicates is that we've cleared out a lot of older inventory. And with some of the lack of inventory out there, we look at the discount margins. And for the month of August, properties traded on average 97% of their asking price. That's a very tight margin. And sellers are pricing according to the market. But one reason that older inventory is being absorbed is because there are a number of price reductions. People want to participate. There are 67 price reductions in August, and it's an average of nearly 10%. And though we are getting a lot of new inventory, new listings, that is up. There are 110 new listings for August. That's up, you know, versus 43 this time last year. Year to date, we're up 12.5% in terms of new listings. But as Stacey said, the overall inventory is down. We're down about 9%. So the market really does continue to move on. The condo market, that 1 month of 26 transactions is the most since June 15. I think what we're seeing is a lot of sellers who are in the community that are transacting are looking at next steps, and condos are certainly an alternative for that. The overall market for the condo market's up 13% year-to-date. Incredible dollar volume in the condo market as well for August with $26 million, and year-to-date with over $112 million, we're up 17%.
All right. Well, you keep hearing the term a year or anything, times like no other, and I guess that describes the real estate market as well, right, these last few months?
Well, these last few months have been like no other. How sustainable it is really the question. When Stacey alluded to the current pending numbers, we also look at the new pendings for the month of August, and those are very, very high, and we're looking at weekly numbers of new contracts, weekly numbers of new transactions. There have already been 58 closings month to date for single-family residences and 11 sold for condos. So certainly we expect the September numbers to be strong with the amount of pendings that are there that will continue beyond that. And what we all typically think of as a slower time towards the middle end of fall, and certainly compounded with an election cycle, has yet to be determined whether that will really deter the momentum that's moving here.
All right. In the last couple of minutes, Stacey, I know you want to talk about holiday lights. What's happening there?
Sure, yeah. So we're working with, well, I'm also on the board of the Chamber of Commerce in Greenwich, and we have a bunch of really great philanthropic people on that board. One of the initiatives that it is being kind of spearheaded by Rick Krall in town, he's the manager, owner of the Greenwich Water Club, is the Let There Be Lights initiative. So I can't believe it, but we are really coming up to the holiday season. And one of the best things about Greenwich is seeing the holiday lights on Greenwich Avenue. It just really brings joy to the entire town. This is an initiative that requires a lot of funding, though. So one of the things that they've done is created a 501c3 organization to accept donations to allow for fundraising to fund all of the lights and the labor that goes into putting up the lights. So it's just one of those things that You know, last year we didn't have lights on the avenue. It was only, you know, a few retailers put them up, but it's just not the same. So it would be great if anybody's interested in donating to that initiative. You can do so by going to gwchavenue.com. And there's a big button to donate right there. Again, it is a tax deductible contribution. You know, there's a lot of it's gaining a lot of support right now. But it's one of those things that really will show the support that everybody has for Greenwich and what we all love about it, which is the beauty of the downtown and the entire town. So, we'll be supporting it, and we wanted to help get the word out as well.
Okay, and how much are you hoping to raise?
I believe these aren't official numbers, but I do believe that the entire initiative in terms of the actual lights and the labor, it costs upwards of $100,000 a year to facilitate. I don't know where we are currently, but there's still a good amount of fundraising to be done. Also, because it's an ongoing fund, if additional funds are raised, they can always be used for years in the future. So,
all right, fantastic. Stacy Lowe, president of the Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors 2020, GAR President John McAtee, joining me as they do the third Thursday of each month for our real estate report. Good. I'm glad you had a couple minutes this morning, and I think the phone rang about three times while you were here for more houses changing hands. So get out there, right, John?
We got to work. We're working hard.
It is.
We'll be well, Tony, and we'll look forward to reporting back next month.
All right. Thanks a lot, John, and thanks a lot, Stacy. Take care.
Thank you, Tony. Okay.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. WGCH.